Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And guess what? This is our Street Smart Spirituality Hour. I want to thank every single one of you for the fabulous response we've been getting for this show, for this hour, because, yeah, we are truly all about creating a vibration that is so counter to what you read in the headlines, and it is about helping people. Not just helping them with a bunch of, you know, blah, 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 tools, resources, amazing guests that are helping each and every one of us understand our highest purpose and how to take our gifts out into the world. I have a very special guest today, and we are opening those phone lines almost immediately because we are going to connect you with Dawn Marie Stansfield, host of an amazing show. You're going to hear lots about that. But asking for signs from spirit is the title of today's show. That means if you want a sign and you're not sure how to connect, we are going to connect you with Dawn so you can have some insight to what the heck might be going on. I want to say this for you. You know the 1-800 number, but I'm going to give it to you again. 877-876-5227. We're doing readings throughout this show. 877-876-5227, toll free. Let's make it happen. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Dawn. You know, we talk about being an intuitive coach, but we don't always meet people that really have it going on. And I want to tell you that Dawn Marie has it going on. Self-empowerment is second nature to her. She is helping countless people every day in her practice and beyond on her fabulous, fabulous hit radio show. Yeah, it's a new day. And I can't say that enough for all of us out there, knowing that you can wake up today and know that it's a new day. There's a quote that I have from Dawn, and it is, "My goal is to help in assisting you accomplish yours." I could not say it better, but what she does and how she does it is what sets her apart. People tune into her radio show. You can go to her website, dawnsvision.com. But today, we are knocking the crust off of anything that's holding you back because it is a new day. Can you recognize the gift that you have? Do you know the importance of your existence? That's what Dawn Marie Stansfield does. Dawn, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Thanks for having me on today.
Okay, show me the sign. Show me the sign. What are the signs? How many signs, Dawn,
millions,
do we get that we can't even recognize?
Millions. Yeah, I was thinking about this today, and I always get inspired. I mean, I'm not one of those individuals that just sit down and think about what I'm going to talk about. Instead, I ask for signs. So just before we started this program, I asked, my spirit guides, give me a sign. how's this going to go? And I love Doreen Virtue, so I'm going to plug her.
Okay,
Because one of the tools that I use, and I use many, many different tools, but one of the tools that I use are her angel cards. I just love them. So the angel card I pulled, because for some reason I have many, many cards, many, many tarot cards. I collect them. I just love them. But hers inspired me for tonight, and so I pulled a card and I got new beginnings. I love that card, and I'm like, oh. So my interpretation of that card and tonight is to just allow it to kind of flow how it needs to go for the people who call in, and people who want to understand what signs are all about, because Dr. Pat's are everywhere. We are bombarded with signs. We just forget to just, stop and pay attention sometimes.
We really do. And, what I love about what you're sharing here today is that, you know, honestly, Dawn, did we have to get a new president to remind us that it's a new day? I mean, maybe yes, but, or is it symbolic for what we're all being called towards and called forth to do?
Well, I think there's some, there's a great importance as to what you just said, because that new president is a beginning of it's a new day. I mean, here we are, and it's like everybody's just anticipating goodness to come out of this, which I think is wonderful. Of course, anytime we have a new president, I think that's the consensus of how we all feel in the beginning. But even the signs around him have been really, really quite compelling to me. And just in the way, you know, he speaks and how forward he is. And, you know, he might not always say the right thing, and I'll guarantee you I certainly don't, and I don't know anybody that actually does. But I think it's an inspirational time for everybody, and I think there's a little bit of a quickening that is going on. You know, a lot of people are thinking all of a sudden very clearly of that Mayan calendar.
Everybody is. It's almost like the kind of craze we went into when we were doing the whole millennium thing.
Right. and you know, there's a lot of people who are in the understanding that, you know, God forbid, the world might come to an end. Well, I don't necessarily have that belief. I believe that your world as you may know it, how it exists, might come to an end. But in all truth and in all reality, our worlds come to an end every day. I have a really funny sense of humor around that, because truthfully, I mean, you wake up, you have a plan tomorrow, do you not? I mean, your day is kind of scheduled. But can you count on something coming at you during the day that you didn't count on and wasn't on your schedule?
Well, and then what you're talking about is really the ability to be fluid, to be resilient, and to do it whether or not, quote, we're having a good day or a not-so-good day.
That's right.
And, you know, we're getting hit with things left and right every day. I mean, what I thought I would do today, maybe I got 50 or 60% of what I sat down and I planned. But what about the rest of it? How was I able to handle? How was I able to adjust? Was I able to steer the ship in a different direction? And was I able to do that with grace? And those are the questions.
That's a good one, because that grace serves you. I love that.
Well, you know what it's like, or at least I know what it's like, to get up some days and fumble through my day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no different than anybody else listening to the show. But one of the things that I didn't have my own Dawn Stansfield to call to get some guidance with, get some help.
Oh, you're very sweet about that. You know, I do love helping people. And I think a lot of people don't understand, because I've had many people, you know, whether it be men or women, you know, from high positions to executives to, you know, cleaning streets, you know. I mean, we all have such a purpose to do. And to me, it's all really, really important and part of who we are. And they all ask me, how do you know this stuff, Dawn? And I said, because I pay attention. Because it's everywhere if you want to know it. It's not just my gift. I think it belongs to the world. And I think that the goal, and this is why I love listening to signs and talking with spirit and how you can connect, because the goal is to know when you're being spoken to stop and pay attention and listen. Listen and embrace the beauty around you. Or even if you're having a bad day, you can still embrace it. You can just laugh and say, you know, I am seriously having a moment here. And we forget that that's still a part of who we are. And by just embracing that and seeing the grace in it, you're going to be gifted with the vision to see the sign.
Well, and you know, this is really, you know, for all of us listening to the show tonight, you know, this is an opportunity for us to call into our lives what absolutely works better than anything else.
Correct.
And that is the knowing and the intuitiveness and, you know, the importance of how we take our life out into the world. I want to ask you, Dawn, you know, you get to talk with a lot of different people. You get to hear a lot of different stories. And I wanted to ask you about the stories. And the question that I want to ask you is, are the stories that you're hearing, the people that you're helping, is this a new challenge? Are you hearing some new challenges? Or are these challenges kind of what has come before?
No, I'm hearing brand new stuff surface. This is what's exciting to me. And I've been talking with different people about this because I think what we're now searching is because there's a little bit of a quickening, Dr. Pat, that's going on.
Yes.
I think people are feeling it in their heart, not their mind. They're like, my heart's pounding. I'm like, I know I'm supposed to be doing something. Why am I still feeling stuck? So the people that I am now seeing have changed. They're no longer asking me questions like, when's love coming into my life? They're not asking me, when am I going to make $1 million? They're coming and they're asking me questions like, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
What did I miss? Where am I supposed to be going? How do I get there? You know, they're like really sincerely getting ready. They want to do the work. And so there's a different, how do I say this? You know, there's a different joy to it because the people who are coming genuinely and the people who are wanting the signs and the people who are there, they're ready. They're not going, oh, that's just a coincidence anymore. They're not second-guessing anymore. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, part of this is also understanding that sometimes we need the help, we need the guidance. We're going to take a short break. Dawn Marie Stansfield, my very special guest today, host of a fabulous hit show, It's a New Day. We're taking your calls here. If you want to connect, if you want to find out how Dawn helps the people that call into her radio show, this is a fabulous opportunity for you to do the same. Give us a shout at this amazing toll-free number, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. We'll take your calls. She'll be able to connect with you as well as I will. We'll conduct an amazing conversation, have that conversation with you, and through the gift that Dawn has, will be able to find the insight to help you move forward in your life. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, www.thedrpatshow.com. We'll take a short break and be right back taking your calls right here live with Dawn Marie Stansfield. We'll be right back.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed, or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone starting January 29th. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by Dawn Marie Stansfield in the house, asking for signs from Spirit, and we have Ken on the line.
Wow.
Why don't we welcome Ken to the show? Ken, are you there?
Dr. Ben, how you doing?
Hi, Ken. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
How are you? How you doing with the weather out there? You doing okay?
We're snowed in over here.
I know.
I think you're having an ice storm too, aren't you?
It's something crazy out there.
Well, Ken, we want to welcome you to the show, and I want to introduce you to Dawn Marie Stansfield and have you both connect and see what we might be able to do for you tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited. Hello, Don. How are you?
Hi, Ken. How can I serve you?
Well, I'm just coming through a really crazy part of my life. You know, it's been kind of wild the last 10 years, but even the last two have just been absolutely nuts, and I'm just like, when is this thing going to stop?
It already has. It already has. It already has. What's up for you right now is patience.
Okay.
Because you're headed in the right direction. All right. But that time, I'm just curious, Ken, when's your birthday?
September 24th, 1966.
Okay. So you're just about to shift into action mode, just about a week before it. So it's really, you've got some new information coming at you right now.
Okay.
Trying anyhow. Are you looking at doing a career shift as well?
Something's going on, and I've got a large court case that I'm probably going to be filing, and just, you know, it's just been really crazy 2 years.
The court case isn't going to happen overnight, just so
no,
you know.
No, but it's filing at the end of my responsibilities, at least.
Are you comfortable with filing this court case? Because I'm kind of hearing like you're dragging your feet on it for some reason.
Well, I've certainly waited. No, I'm not comfortable with it. The other side are criminal elements and everything like that, and it's a high profile case. So I don't, you know, I take it seriously what I'm about to do. You know, and these guys are professionals, so you know it is what it is.
You know what? I think you're following your intuition on this. Your gut feeling really well.
Right.
I would have to tell you to continue through with it. I think it's really important for you. It's important for some closures that are going on. And I think the hardest part for you right now is that you're having trouble quieting your mindset at night. You're not being able to ground and find a sense of peace around it all.
Yeah, that's a part, but I mean, yeah, I've got a lot of worries.
You've got a lot of worries, and I can feel them. And what I'm worried about, Ken, is that I'm worried that if you don't find a way to just take a deep breath and calm down, it's going to start affecting your health. And I certainly don't want to project that on you, but your energy's been in this. It's kind of like I get pain in my lower back even as I'm talking to you.
Okay.
So one of the things that might help you to kind of ground a little bit is to put a little bit of lemon in some water and watch how your mindset just shuts off.
Right, I do that all the time, with lemon and water. That's fine. That's one of my favorite drinks.
Especially at night when you need to go to sleep because you're just not shutting it down. You're just not shutting it down. I can feel your worry. And I'll tell you what. You know what? I believe that you are divinely supposed to go through with this. I can actually see that you are to do this. And I'm going to tell you that it's going to take almost the better part of a year. So this isn't something that's going to happen quickly. This is something that's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's already taken years. Is this season of my life over? I mean, do I get on, you know, that was really my question. Does this thing end?
You know, it was funny. I was talking to Dr. Pat just before we came back on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And one of the things that she said to me, and Pat, I'm going to share this if it's okay, she said the minute she started saying yes to everything, everything started shifting. So I want to say to you, Ken, that I realize that you're going through a difficult time, but it's a time that's trying to get completed and to continue having patience through this process, even with yourself. Okay, even with yourself, because there's a lot of things that are happening that are not within your total control. And instead of getting mad or frustrated about those, I would find a way to divert that energy into something more positive, whether it's putting it into your friends, your family, something for yourself. Because that's going to help you also release some of the worry. Because I'll guarantee you it's still going to be there. So you have the freedom to choose whether you want to hold on to it and have the thought form, is my life still going to keep going on like this? It's really getting old, which it is, and I can hear it in your voice. And I can honestly say that you've got help. You've got help coming around you finally, and you're not going to be alone on this. And you're going to start to see it. Just let the planet that rules, you know, communication go direct. And by the way, Mercury goes direct on Monday, Groundhog's Day. And hopefully there in Cleveland, you'll get some sun.
Well, Ken, you know, I think that, you know, you Donna's hit a couple of really key points for you. And I want to ask you a question. Based on what Don just shared, you know, is there a sense on your part that there's something else to do?
No. I've been very careful and methodical through the whole process I'm in, and I think I've covered my bases as I went. So
good.
It's really just time to file this thing and start the, you know, the process. So
okay.
Well, wait until Tuesday until you file it.
Yep.
And give yourself a gift and go ahead and file it, because the minute you file it, you're going to feel a huge burden released.
I think so, to some extent. Yeah. Okay.
And it's gonna work to your favor. I will tell you that. And you can come back and you can hunt me down and you can tell me, you know, and I'll buy you a dinner if I'm wrong. But I guarantee you, they're showing me it's going to work to your favor. That I think you have been patient through the process. You have done everything, and now the timing's coming to you. Listen to your gut. You'll know. It's upon you.
Okay.
All right, Ken. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
all
and,
right.
You know, thank you for your courage to come in and share that, and we'll support you along the way. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
God bless on that.
All righty, everybody. We're taking your calls here at the Dr. Pat Show. Very special guest today, Dawn Marie Stansfield, joining me here today, 877-876-5227. You know, Dawn, let's talk a little bit about your show, because, you know, you've got a brand-new hit show. It's not really brand-new, but you've been doing a show for quite some time, have been connecting with listeners across the globe. And I would love for them to hear a little bit about your show. Oh, what the basis of the show is, what you do, and how you help people.
You know, I don't know what the basis of my show is.
I know. I had to explain mine today.
You know, in the month of February, everything around the month of February is going to be geared around relationships.
Mm.
So every month, you know, I kind of have a theme going. And what the show is it brings people connected and gives them a resource to understanding other people who are, you know, maybe walking their talk now. Well, no, not maybe. They are walking their talk. But it also allows listeners to call in and to get one-on-one, you know, time with me, because I can't be everywhere at one time. I try to be, but. So the show is to help people to look at their life and to look at life in general from a new beginning perspective.
Well, this is what I love about this, because, you know, I learned a long time ago from one of my mentors who shared with me, you know what, Basili, you could start your day over anytime, any moment, any day. So it's like a new day all the time. Dawn Marie Stansfield joining me here today. We're going to talk about asking for signs from spirit. And as we're talking about this, we're taking your calls, because we have opened up those phone lines. And if you want some insight, if you want to connect with us, as Ken just did, you know the number to call, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Hey, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll be talking about signs. How do you find them? How do you know when you're in the middle of them? And why do so many people ignore the signs? Isn't there some song, Signs, Signs, Signs? Dawn Marie Stansfield in the house. We'll be right back with the show.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some, too.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the Light Mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Go green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade shows in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, New York City, and Atlanta. Visit GoGreenExpo.com to see all the details of the latest eco-friendly products and learn from dozens of eco-famous celebrities and authors like Ed Begley Jr., Josh Dorfman, Mariel Hemingway, and Nigel Barker. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders. The first Go Green Expo will be in Los Angeles, January 23rd through 25th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details. See you at the expo.
And be sure to sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter to keep up on the latest events, guests, offers, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up now.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Liotta at We Excel Financial, 888-252-3083, or his website, debtfreemca.com. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Dawn Marie Stansfield joining us here today. Hey, Dawn, before we get into talking about signs and asking for signs from Spirit, let's take a minute to give everybody your contact information, your website, all of the above.
You can contact me through my website. My phone number is listed there, and my website is dawnsvision.com, or you can just type in my name, it will come up, but dawnsvision.com is my website.
So let's talk about signs, and while we're doing this, I want to remind everyone we are taking your calls here. If you're interested in having a reading to find out exactly how Dawn works, if you didn't hear Ken's experience, give us a call on our toll-free number, 877-876-5227. That is 877-876-5227. And Seth will be picking up the phone, and he'll put you in the queue, and we'll be ready to go. Signs, signs, signs. You know, can't you read the signs? Not really.
That's a great song, by the way.
What?
That's a great song.
It is a great song.
I love it. When it comes on, I start singing. you know, we all, I think everybody's looking for some kind of a sign right now. At least I'm hearing it more and more. And so I wanted to give an example of maybe a couple of examples of how signs are put in front of us for everybody. Now, we all have our own unique signs that, you know, come through our language with Spirit, because all of us have a unique language to Spirit that is different from mine or your language and speaking form. But one of the signs that I find is the most universal, and I love this one. You ever seen a penny just laying on the street anywhere?
This morning.
Okay. Did you pick it up?
I always pick them up.
Okay.
And but I had to break through a superstition around that.
Okay, I know, and a lot of people did. Because if it's tails, what, you're not going to pick it up? Is that it?
Well, no, I don't even understand what that superstition was about. But
I'm going to clear that right now because I am not a superstitious person, all right? I really clearly believe we just call into our lives what we need in our lives. But I love pennies. And how did that penny get there? I mean, you see them in the most bizarre places, everywhere. But if you just took a moment, 1 second, and you see that penny and you stop, and you take a moment and remember what you were thinking about, then look down at the penny and pick it up.
Oh,
if
wow,
if it's on
that's
heads,
great.
The answer's yes. And if it's on tails, the answer's no, not right now. Maybe next week or the following, but not today, okay? But if the answer's on heads, it's yes. If it's tails, the answer's not right now. Just wait. And you know what? On every single penny it says, Pat, in God we trust. And how did those pennies get there? There's a blatant sign. That you know, I find them in Canada. I find them in Mexico. I find pennies everywhere. And I just always reminds me, take a moment and think about what you were thinking about. Because you're getting answered. But most people are so excited about finding the penny, they totally forget what they're thinking about.
Well, exactly. And, you know, do we even stop long enough to remember that we are thinking?
Yeah.
You know, that we're actually having a thinking moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love what you're talking about because it says a couple of different things to me, Dawn, and it's so brilliant. And first of all, it says we have to be awake and aware to find the penny. And then number two, we have to get a sense of what it's like. We have a caller. Let's go to the phones. Let's see if we have any signs showing up here.
Okay.
Who do we have on the line tonight? I think we have Athena. Is that correct?
It's Althea. Hi, guys.
Althea, thank you. I love that name, Althea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. I appreciate that. Listen, I found a Dawn today underneath my toilet, like, you know, behind the U-bin. I'm prepping my house for a sale, and I'm painting baseboards. So I was getting out under there and dusting, and I found a dime. And I like grabbed my heart and said, "Oh my God, money down the toilet!" And I started laughing.
Oh my, that's funny. Where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Oh, great to have you.
Thank you,
Athena. Okay, I love it. You went right to the negative. Money down the toilet.
I'm an overly positive person, and I was laughing when I said it, but I got the comps on our house like the day before, and they were so low. I mean, so, so low. It was like give away the house, you know? And this house is in such pristine condition, and it's lovely, and there's so much love here. I'm like, no, I will wait.
See, now, I don't think that's a sign that says money down the toilet, because if it was money down the toilet, it would have been in the toilet, and you would have not been able to get it.
Thank you.
I think the fact that you found it while you were painting tells me that you were taking the time and effort to put in to make it even more pristine.
Yes.
And you never know, you know, I have a real estate background, so, and I'm a feng shui master as well, so God bless me, I got to say this. You never know what somebody is going to pay for a house.
Right. Thank you for saying that, because I feel the energy of the new buyer, and I started to redecorate according to her taste, because, you know, we all have different tastes, right? And I felt like this tan colors that she wanted, more grounding, more solidness. Yeah, and so I started doing this, and I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm really going out on a limb here because my house is shifting, the energy's shifting. It's, like, no longer mine.
Well, that's good. That's a wonderful, wonderful way of releasing and putting new love in for the new people.
Yeah. I said today, actually, that this person is I could see us at closing, and I'm handing her the books with all the warranties and things like that, and, you know, and just seeing her happy to be here.
Where are you moving to?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even know when this move's taking place. All I know is in December, it flashed in my head. And I've always believed that when I get the flash in the head, it's already done. So to just start doing the work for it.
You know what? Good for you, because I think that this is going to be an easy transition for you. You know, when spirit, when we're working with spirit and we pay attention to those flashes, there, that's a sign. A lot of times we'll get those flashes and go, oh, no, I can't do that now. I'm just not ready. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'd like to say that I've been so graceful about it. No, I've actually gone through fear through it, because, one, I'm getting up in easy to maintain home, new-ish, you know, 7 years old, this type of thing. And I'm going out on that limb to where I don't know. So it's bringing up all those energies. Where do you go?
You'll know. No, I wouldn't even question that. And I know that feeling of frustration that you get into, like, what am I doing? And you have that little voice in your head that begins to second guess you for a brief moment.
Right.
And then you have to go, shh, not right now.
Yes.
No.
And I have. I'll just get busy and clean some more. You know, because truthfully, you're right. I will know. Every house I've ever gone to, I knew when I walked in it.
I think you don't know because you're to continue doing what you're doing right now and get this ready. And I think as soon as you have the buyer, you'll know. I think where you're going to live, to tell you the truth, isn't even available today.
That's what, you know, my dad and I were having this conversation. Dr. Pat, I'm sure maybe you've had, you know, a parent at some point in time say to you, well, don't you think you should do the legwork?
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And I said to him, it's not ready now.
There you go.
It's not there. I said, I feel like March it'll be there, but
I'm gonna agree
there now.
I was just about to say, you're realistically looking at March. And there's a sign for you, because I use the same terminology that you used to your dad. And that's a way a sign will come as well. I repeat something you just said, how the heck do I know? Do you know what I mean? I'm just a messenger.
I love it. And I reminded him, I said, Dad, every time I've moved, I've always had people tell me, go out, go look, go do this. You know, you got to put it in action. The universe works on action. But I also believe that the universe works on inaction as well.
That's
because
right.
You can go and spin your wheels for anything, but oftentimes it's the patience piece.
That's true. And just allowing yourself to go through the process. And like I said, if spirit, if you're honoring what your inspiration is telling you and what your intuitive voice is saying, it happens rather easily. When you're doing something going against spirit, you're going to get roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And they're trying to say, turn around, stop.
Right.
Maybe
have
that
you
penny was on heads. Do you know what I mean?
I was like, gosh, I really wish I would have, like, you know, looked at that one. But I think I did get my off, because I did say it with a laugh. Do you all feel the same vibration, which I felt in December, and I don't always connect to it always now because there's so much change in flux, but have you felt the energy of dream bigger than you can right now?
Well, Dawn, why don't you go first, and then both of us will answer that question for you.
Yeah, and I look forward to Pat's intake on it as well. Definitely, I am going to say yes, Athena, because we had a major changing of the guards in December. And Pluto left Sagittarius, and it rolled into Capricorn. Capricorn is earthy. It's earthy, and it wants to bring the inspiration down. Everybody's dreams have become more realistic, and people are beginning to act on them at a much quicker pace. I personally am excited about it. And Dr. Pat and I were talking about this on the break as well. I don't know, Dr. Pat, what's your intake on it?
Well, you know, I think this is a great question. Althea, I want to say this to you. This is a great question. And I want to kind of talk about what's happening, you know, in terms of what Dawn just said. But I want to ask you a question. What is your birth sign? What is your zodiac sign?
I'm 1023, so I'm a Libra Scorpio on the cusp.
Okay. And, you know, what's kind of interesting about what we're talking about, for me, and I'll share what I'm feeling, and I don't think I've ever shared this on air, so this is kind of interesting in itself. I am a Sagittarius. I am a Sagittarian, and I know what that experience was like to have Pluto, you know, to have that dynamic going on in the Pluto, what was it, Pluto and Sagittarius thing, and now
it's moved into Capricorn.
It's moving into Capricorn. My moon is in Capricorn.
Yeah, so now it's in your soul's journey.
Well, how does this feel for me? Let me tell you. I thought, and Dawn, I'm not really an astrologer, so I don't really know the time frames of this, but I've
been feeling for the past couple years the enormity of what I'm called to do. I don't even know if that's a word. But, Althea, I want to say to you, the enormity of it. I've been feeling it. The energy has been somewhat confusing. I've not always had a sense of exactly how to go about it, but it never stopped me from continuing to grow, to build. And from what I understand, when the last bit of this energy, and I don't remember, Dawn, exactly when it was, but when did the planet shift into Capricorn? When did that?
I think it shifted right around the 21st. Don't quote me on that. I don't have my book in front of me. But
21st of
December.
Yeah, December.
Could Capricorn feel it and Sagittarius is alike, because Sagittarius,
right,
were going through a loss.
But here's what I feel now. Beyond that bigness around the dream, now I'm getting clarity on enactment, clarity on implementation. And you want to know the aha I got?
Sure.
I do not have to do it for myself. So what Dawn is sharing with you around the home and the sale, we always think we have to do things. If you have done your work, which it sounds like you've done, I've done mine, Dawn has done hers, then there is for us to get the heck out of the way.
There's a great truth, because 2009 brings that too. 2009 is a master number this year.
Okay.
And not only do we have a changing of the guards, it's the master number 11.
Right.
Which is the number of the messenger. And the 11, the object is to get into the high vibration of the 11 and out of the lower vibration of the 2. And if you stay in the low vibration of the 2, you're going to be giving a lot of your time and energy. But if you raise that and look at you as you're an individual and the other person as an individual, you're going to now be receiving the energy, just like what Pat was just talking about and what I'm definitely in right now. And, you know, I think you're in action mode. You're looking to receive more in your life. And you're very, very intuitive. So keep listening to that intuition, because you're very, very empathic and you're very, very intuitive as well.
Let me ask you on the key where thank you both, because it was perfect and it was powerful. When you were saying you're getting clarity on your dream,
yep,
are you now, and you're receiving it, you're in the place of receiving it, are you asking specific questions, you know, to get clarity, or is
no,
the clarity
I'm not
coming?
Let me just tell you what the aha moment for me was about. Dawn, you know, you could chime in on this. I don't know if it's because I am a Sagittarian and I have a Capricorn moon and that I'm caught in the dynamic of this, but, you know, but here's what happened. I spent the last several years asking those questions. I've spent the last several years asking, what is my purpose? What should I do? How should I do it? You know, and I was waking up every day asking the question, what is mine to do today? Now I'm really clear about what that is, but I don't always have, how am I going to do it? And because I don't know how, I ask, how should this be done? So I'm finding right now that I am actually getting out of the way. And by getting out of the way, here comes the holistic makeover idea. Here comes the way that this is formed. Dawn is one of the coaches that's going to be working with one of the people. Here is a three-month journey. Here now is two television stations that want to film it. I can't really keep up with what I have to do in support of these things that are showing up that I
you
may not have very specifically
up,
asked for.
You can bring people in to help you keep up.
Exactly.
And I think it's
but I had to get out of the way.
You had to get out of the way. And another thing is what people don't understand is your dream state is one of the major ways that spirit communicates with us. It is one of our biggest messengers of signs. And so if you're having a lot of lucid dreaming right now,
to the point of detail, extreme detail, but off the wall stuff,
then write them down. And if you don't know how to decode them, then, you know, one, give me a call off air, because, you know, I can decode, because it's about your language. So you can go get dream books. I think Denise Lynn has one of the best ones out there, but there's a lot of good ones. So don't, you know,
I would call Dawn.
Okay.
Your dreams, if they're being that crystal clear, they're telling you, they're bringing you the messages in, just like what, Pat, you're clear now because of this changing of the guards. and you're in a position where you're receiving them now. So you also shifted something in your conscious knowing.
Okay. Yeah, I feel it. I think there's a fine dance. I'm hearing allow, let go, and then I'm hearing let my questions be as if how Pat put them. That sounds good to me, but I'm also hearing, more importantly, let go.
Yeah, exactly. And don't be afraid to ask. You know, before you lay your head down and go to sleep at night, you can take a moment, you can thank them for your day, and say, guide me with a clear understanding that I may remember when I awake. They'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask spirit, though, you must be willing to pay attention.
I have, and I've gotten kind of the silent treatment, which is crazy because typically they're pretty chatty with me. So I've, you know, and now and then lately, like I said, I've been getting these detailed dreams, but they're off the world. I mean, outer space, they're out there.
Okay, so wait, I'm going to back up. If spirit is silent with you,
yeah,
give them a time frame. We're human. They know that. And I will tell you, you might be challenged on that. I once asked for a sign. Well, I ask for signs all the time, but I asked specifically. And I said I wanted it within the next 5 minutes. Because I was
at
the clock,
right?
And I wanted to see, I live in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
And I wanted to see a crow land on the roof across the street.
Right.
I saw a crow land, the answer was yes. And if I didn't, the answer was no, not right now. Now, what do you think happened in that 5 minutes? I had to sit on my deck, by the way, to pay attention. The phone rang. Somebody knocked on the door. I got challenged every way I can. And not only did the crow find, and I wouldn't answer, I'm just going, come in! And the phone could go to the machine for all I care. But I had to sit there and wait.
I can relate.
And then that crow wanted to make sure that I heard it, and it started screeching at me like I couldn't see it. I'm like, could you get any louder and closer to me? That's its way of laughing at me. So we can ask, and we can put a time frame on it, and we can ask how we're going to receive it. I think that's the greatest thing about signs. If you want a sign, ask for how you're willing to receive it. If you have totem animals that you work with, if there's a song you like, if there's numbers that resonate with you, ask. They'll give it to you.
Thank you so much. This has been exceptionally helpful. And this is a great year, and I'm going to be using this.
Divine 2009.
You bet. I'm excited for it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for having my call.
Althea, thank you so much for calling us. And we know that Dawn and I both know this is going to turn out beautifully for you. Thank you so much.
I'm excited.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. We may have time. What a great conversation, because who doesn't go through that, Dawn? I mean,
well,
come on.
I think we all do. I mean, you and I, we were both agreeing with her. Yes, yes.
And, you know, she had some great questions, and, you know, and I think this is the work that you do with people and certainly what you cover on your radio show. Let's stop for a moment and make sure that everybody has your website, how to connect with you, how to find out about your radio show, how to find out about your past shows, all of that.
Well, they can connect with me wonderfully by going to your website, thedrpatshow.com, and you can see me under the sponsors there. And sometimes I have a banner up front, too, so I'm all over your site.
Exactly.
They can find me there and see my lovely face, or they can go to my website, which is dawnsvision.com, and my show is on the Dr. Pat Network on Mondays at 11 o'clock.
And It's a New Day is the show, and you know, this is really how you, Dawn, as you've said before, have stepped into your calling. What is it like for you to have the calling to help other people find their calling?
Well, I did it kicking and screaming. Hopefully I did enough of that. So now that I've found ways that you don't have to kick and scream anymore. And I started this, you know, Pat, in a time where, you know, it was quite vulnerable in the earth. I mean, it was like, ooh, you do what? You're a psychic, you know? And I'm like, ooh, I don't like to be called that. I did it because I agreed with spirit. I did it. In fact, I was just writing about that in my book today, which I've been writing for 10 years now. And suddenly, like you, I've been inspired. I got to get this book done. And I don't have to get it done. I think I'm ready to finish the book. But I did it because I care.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because I don't want I don't want to see people go through life beating themselves up, Pat. It just breaks my heart, actually. Because I think the greatest gift, and I was reading in one of the chapters that my spirit guide gave me, she goes, the greatest gift of life is the gift of love of self. And until you find the love of self, you will not understand any aspect of life. And I'm like, oh, yes, 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 yes. And I think that's what keeps me going, that I had to learn to love myself. And in doing that, now I get to show other people, you can love yourself. This is okay. So I think that's what inspires me, and I think that's what inspired It's a New Day. And I feel really blessed. And like you, I had to surrender and say, okay, I'll do it.
Wow. Dawn, thank you so much for an amazing show. Amazing.
Well, thank you. I always love getting to play with you, Dr. Pat.
I know. Don't we love playing together? And part of this is the invitation for everybody out there to join us and play. Dawn, I want to ask you, as we wrap up this hour, which is truly the end of this one and the beginning of another, what is your personal message for our listeners, everyone out there today?
My personal message for everyone today is that you have a God-given right to have whatever it is that your heart desires. But no one will gift it to you. You must be willing to receive it yourself. And all you have to do is ask and then let go. And it'll come.
I love it. Dawn Marie Stansfield, everybody. Don't forget to tune in for her show. And if you want a consultation, again, go to her website. And Dawn, I think that's brilliant. You're willing to talk to so many people. Dawnsvision.com. For all of us here at the Dr. Pat Show, as we've said before, today might be the day that is ending and coming to a close. But remember, as Dawn would say, it's a new day tomorrow. Create your day, launch your vision, and remember to think big. And once you've thought big, stop and think bigger. I challenge you. Join me here next week on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We'll see you then, everybody. Make yourself a fabulous, fabulous dream.
You're stepping down your soapboxes, way too high overgrown. Touch the sky, your high horse is taking north and left of you, nowhere to be found, better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not.
Speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow, and that's all you're gonna get from me.
Come on, rainstorm, come on, snow.
Yeah.